Hi everyone. Wanted to take a moment, being the week after Purim, to keep our focus for a second on Purim. I saw that Rav Nevin Sol, the chief rabbi of the Old City, asked a question: how can we celebrate Purim on the 14th of Adar when the victory was actually the day before? Why not celebrate like any good victory? Celebrate on the day that the victory occurred. So Rav Nemesol suggests that the idea of celebrating on the 14th, the day after the victory, highlights for us that our focus when it comes to Purim is not so much on the celebration and the victory itself, but it's really on what is the takeaway. What did Am Yisrael, what did the Jewish people take away from the Purim, from the experience of the victory of Purim? And I guess for us in our own times, not to put so much of the focus on Purim itself, on the celebration, but really what is the takeaway. So I'd like to ask you to consider the following thing, again, albeit a few days after Purim, but what is the takeaway? What did we get out of this experience? So we're all familiar with the idea of Kimu v'Kiblu, that there was a reacceptance of the Torah, but I'd like to go back for a second and ask you to consider the following idea. Imagine someone comes over to you with a gun pointed at your head and says, "Hey, give me your money," and you hand them over, you hand them the money, and lo and behold, a police officer comes by, and you say, "Hey, this guy just pulled out a gun, took my money. I want my money back." And the guy says, "But you gave it to me. You gave me the money." You say, "I gave you the money because you had a gun at my head." So the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Peches suggests that it's the opinion of Racha Bar Yaakov that the original acceptance of the Torah at Har Sinai was fundamentally flawed. Kafa Aleim Har Kigigis Hashem held a mountain over their head. They understood either out of awe or fear. They were completely overwhelmed emotionally. There was no choice but to accept the Torah. And in fact, the Gemara goes on to suggest, Mo de Rabba l'Oraisa, that any time God questions a Jew about breaking his commitment to the Torah, a Jew would have the ability to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, "Hey, I have a good excuse. I never really accepted wholeheartedly. I was kind of forced in to this whole acceptance of the Torah." It would be as if the guy was holding a gun to our head, Hashem held a mountain over our head, and therefore our original acceptance, because we were so overwhelmed with the emotion of fear or awe, that we didn't have any ability to really think any other way but to accept the Torah, and that's fundamentally flawed. So we're all familiar with the idea that when it comes to Purim, Kimu v'Kiblu, finally we're going to rectify the situation. At Purim, after the experience of Purim, the Jews once again accepted the Torah, and this time without the flaw of being forced into it. So I'd like to ask, what really makes the Kimu v'Kiblu, what makes the Kabbalas HaTorah following Purim any better than the Kabbalas HaTorah that occurred at Har Sinai? At Har Sinai, was said the flaw, the problem was, the challenge was, that they were overwhelmed by an emotion. The emotion at Har Sinai was the emotion of fear. And what's going on after Purim? Imagine someone saves your life. They do a great thing. I had a heart attack a few years ago. My neighbor was a cardiologist. He came in, saved my life. Imagine if he asked me for anything. Can I have your car? At that moment, I would say, "Sure, take whatever you want. You just saved my life." So imagine the position that Am Yisrael is in, that the Jewish people are in, following the Purim story. They've just been saved. It looked terrible. Things were bleak and dark. It looked like destruction was for a certainty. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, and miraculously everything turns around, and they're in a fabulous, fabulous position. So now Hashem asks them, anything you ask. Why is the new Kabbalah following Purim any better than the old Kabbalah? In other words, if the flaw in Har Sinai was that we were too emotional, we were overwhelmed with the emotion of fear or awe, and when a person is operating on an emotional level, they can't think rationally, right? We can't. If you're in a rage, you're not thinking rationally. What are the consequences of my actions or my anger? I can't help it. I can't think rationally when my brain is operating on an emotional kind of level. So What about if the emotion is happiness or joy or relief? That also overwhelms our system. We can't think, or the only thing I can think is gratitude. Wow, thank you, Hashem. Of course, I'll do anything that you ask. So this question, Rabbi Lam had addressed, he said in an interesting kind of way, what is the story of Purim and how does it play out? The story of Purim is, as we all know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, but in a very gradual kind of way, in a hidden way. If you look at the Megillah, if we went over to some little kid and said, what's the story of Purim? The kid would say, oh, the Jews were in a bad situation. There was this terrible guy, Haman, and Hashem helped Mordechai and Esther to save the Jewish people. You go, Hashem? Where is Hashem anywhere mentioned in the Megillah? And the kid would say, I don't know. I'm sure it's in there. That's what I learned. Hashem saved us. That's why we have the holiday. That's why we daven. That's why we read the story of the Megillah. So we all know that Hashem saved us. And the kid is correct. But the Megillah doesn't say it outright. The Purim story has to be very, very gradual. It has to be revealed in a way that you have to work at a little bit so that it's not overwhelming. It's a matter of thought and logic and thinking it through and understanding, wait, what is it that happened here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and saved us. There is a God. Sometimes he's revealed. Sometimes he's hidden. There's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu who saved the day for all of us. In a similar way, throughout the story, think of all of the different coincidences that take place in the story. Not this overwhelming, miraculous kind of thing, but something that's easy to write off. How is it that, the things that our teachers taught us when we were really little kids, how is it that Mordechai happened to be sitting on the same park bench as Bigson and Zeresh, as they're plotting and planning to kill Achashverosh? And how is it that they're talking some strange language, but it happens that because he's on the Sanhedrin, he happens to understand this language? And how is it that Haman happens to trip on Esther's bed just at the second that Achashverosh is seething with anger towards him? And and the coincidences, you think through the story, all of the different twists and turns. How is it that the same night that Achashverosh can't sleep and he's reading the book and it's open to the right page and he remembers Mordechai just as Mordechai is coming by? Unbelievable, unbelievable things. So Rabbi Lam suggests that the reason that the Megillah presents the story this way and the whole celebration of Purim is not done in an overwhelming kind of way that gets us like struck with awe or just completely blown away with emotion, but gives us a chance to look at the story, to think about it, and to understand that Hashem is there in a more rational kind of way, that we can really come to the Kabbalah Satorah following Purim with a full heart, really having thought it through, not only operating on an emotional level, but really on a thought out kind of level with a full appreciation and understanding of all of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. So to go back to where we started, if Rav Nevin suggests that that the opportunity that Purim provides us is not only the celebration of the victory, but what's the takeaway? So the takeaway for all of us is the opportunity over these few days following Purim to really focus in on the role that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays in each of our lives, sometimes more revealed, sometimes less revealed, and to put our efforts into making a sincere and full Kabbalah Satorah in each of our own lives with a full heart, with the understanding of what the Torah means, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means, and the role that it could play for us in our lives going forward. I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos. Bye-bye.